Hey, it's H1, and we're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding again. And today, we will be going over how to attend a chess tournament. Most of you don't know how to find a chess tournament or haven't been in their very first chess tournament and know the etiquette, what to do, how to keep score, what to bring, and etc. So I will be explaining all those things in this one episode. So sit back, relax, grab a snack, and let's get started. How to attend a chess tournament. And in this episode, I will be going over what you should do to find a chess tournament, what you should be doing during the chess tournament, and afterwards. Just a simple layout, something anybody can follow listening to this episode. So let's get started. First things first, how to find your first tournament. And this might be difficult and you probably haven't even thought about it, but one of the easiest things you can do is just look up a website that tells you upcoming tournaments in your area or the places that you're willing to travel to, just like chess.com, uschess.org, or the FIDE official site, which hosts various tournaments. Now, the easiest thing that you can do if you're already in like a local chess club is just talk to that person running that chess club, and they might host US chess tournaments or FIDE tournaments. You might be surprised by that. Or if you want to attend a non-rated tournament, then you can talk to them about that and they already might even host that. Now, if it's going to be a rated tournament that's dealing with US Chess or FIDE, then you're going to have to pay a member ID. You're going to have to become a member. I think it's like an annual charge that you have to pay just to be included to compete in those chess tournaments. And that makes it more serious, and you're going to face off against people that's been playing for years. But I believe in every single one of you that you will be able to win some games and have fun too. Now, when you get that membership, then you're going to have to register to these tournaments and find a tournament that suits you. And there are different types. For example, there are types where there's a whole tournament in one day, and then there are types where they play one game per day or two games per day. You just never know. You have to look at the schedule of that tournament, and the registration process might vary, and some allow online registration and some require an in-person signups for different reasons, but that's for you to figure out. Now, it is important to understand the tournament format that you're going to be attending, because there are different tournaments. For example, there is the Swiss system, there is the round robin system, there are knockouts, team-based systems, and you have to know each one. And you have to ensure that you understand the structure and the rules of the tournament before you're entering, because you don't want to be included in a tournament that you can't even play in because you forgot something. Fourth thing is you gotta prepare equipment. So in some tournaments, and I know especially in the US chess tournaments, you have to bring equipment. You have to bring a chessboard, pieces, a chess clock, and a score sheet. Possibly a score sheet. They probably already provide a score sheet. I've never been at a chess tournament where they didn't, but just bring it anyway, just in case. Make sure that you bring the equipment, because not every tournament has it. And then just review the schedule. There are breaks usually in certain chess tournaments, and there are round timings and specific rules and regulations that you're going to have to follow. Now, attending a tournament, first of all, be punctual. Be there early so that you can familiarize yourself with the surroundings, and then talk with the people. You're not stressing about when the game is going to begin. You don't want to come right you don't want to come right when round one is starting, because that could be just stressing everybody out, even a tournament director. So just make sure you're punctual, you're there on time, ready to play some chess. Now, during the tournament, the second thing is follow etiquette. Good sportsmanship goes a long ways. You have to shake the hands of the person that you're facing before and after the game. That's just the most respectful way. That's how we do it in the US. I'm pretty sure that is everywhere else too. Just, yeah, don't don't deny the shaking of hands. I don't care if you hate the guy. I don't care if something happened between you and him 10 years ago. Okay, shake the person's hand and play a respectful match, because this is just chess. You know what I mean? Okay. Now, in some tournaments, they require you to keep score, but, you know, there is like a score sheet for you to sign in most tournaments. They will have it on like a wall. I would ask to, there's probably people that gives you that information at a desk somewhere, or just ask the tournament director, where is the score sheet, so that you can record if you won or lost. And usually both of you have to go to the score sheet just to make sure that it's recorded correctly. You don't want to have something happen where you let your opponent that just lost go to the score sheet, and then they post that they won when you was the one that won. And then there's like that just brings trouble. I already had to deal with that on the hand of like me being a tournament director. And yeah, whoever wrote out their notation correctly is pretty much the one that that won. And it doesn't even matter. And that's why you notate every single game too, because you never know if somebody tries to be a cheater during a tournament. There's a lot of ways that people can be mischievous for no reason at all. All right. Nobody wants to end up like Mufasa. So the fourth thing is, before you attend a chess tournament, you should already know how to manage your time and know how to use your time wisely. I would just practice on chess clocks in general. I know most of you probably play on chess.com or leechess.org, where the clock is actually virtual. And after you do a move, it automatically shuts. I mean, it automatically gives your opponent the time. I mean, it automatically runs your opponent's time down, right? In a real chess game, in real life, you have to actually push the clock where it's not your turn anymore. And if you forget to push the clock, that's on you. Your opponent can just sit there and watch your clock run down, and you can lose the game like that. So make sure that you know the time control that is being set, and just be aware of your clock in general. And after each game, my tip is to analyze each game after you play it, won or lost, so that you're learning and improving from the game, and you don't want to be in like the same situation. Let's say you lost a game, like the first round, and then the second game comes and you didn't like analyze the first game for some reason. And then in the second game, you get into the same position of why you lost in the first game. You want to be prepared. You don't want to just keep on losing in the exact same position that you lost the first game. Like, let's say the person beside you could have seen the position that you lost in. And so there are some type of, people are aware like that in a chess tournament. After the chess tournament, I would review your performance, see what you struggled with, and see what you did good at with, see what your strengths and weaknesses are, learn from your mistakes, like always, and then just continue training for the next tournament. And, you know, I would get prepared for the opponents that you will be facing too in each one of these tournaments that you're going to be attending. And that's pretty much it. The full layout of everything that you should be experiencing in your very first chess tournament. It's not as stressful. I mean, you know, get a group of friends, just chill, hang out, make sure you eat healthy the day before, etc. Just practical advice. Make sure you get some sleep too. All right. Yeah, that's pretty much it. All that I have for this episode on how to attend a chess tournament. If you have any more questions, just put it in the comments and I will read them all. And maybe I can just answer. Actually, just email me or Instagram, DM me any comment that you want me to answer. And I could probably just have it a whole episode of just answering chess questions. So let me know. That'll be pretty interesting. All right. Keep on fighting till the end, staying focused in chess and in real life too. Peace.